This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. With state tax revenues falling, the governor has outlined a plan to cut the state budget by almost $230 million over the next 2 months. The money comes from across state government, from grants for teachers to the Civil Air Patrol. State lawmakers are preparing for cuts of 10% or more to the budget for the fiscal year that begins July 1st. Demand is way down for oil and gas. Applications for drilling in Colorado are down 96% from a year ago. The Denver Post reports drillers sought only 21 new permits in April, down from 500 at this time last year. The Supreme Court is expected to make its decision soon on whether to continue DACA, the Obama-era program that gives undocumented immigrants brought here as children a reprieve from deportation. Marissa Molina is the Colorado director at Forward U.S., an immigration policy organization. She's advising DACA recipients to renew their status now if they can, instead of waiting until they have to.
When you lose your employment and you're also worried about, can I make the $500 payment to be able to renew my DACA, that becomes a pretty scary decision to have to make, because often it's rent or buying food or being able to secure your future for 2 more years.
15,000 immigrants in Colorado are enrolled in the DACA program. Starting today, sports betting is legal in Colorado, even with few sporting events to bet on right now. Voters approved sports betting in person and via mobile device last fall. Colorado's casinos are closed, but apps are available for those who want to start betting. This is CPR News.